Keith Urban on Bear Country 95.3 at 7:54. We're going online now with Mick from MoneyU Webworks. Hey, Mick, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm okay.
So here we are.
Yes.
I just wanted to give a last update to about last week's story, the CharlieChaplin.com website.
Oh, yeah. Now, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, that was the 100th anniversary.
Right, as well as Groundhog Day. So I
a lot going on.
But a lot was going on, if you're following these kind of things. So I told you that there was a couple of the links on this website that didn't work. I actually got contacted by the webmaster because I told him I was doing a story about it.
You can speak these guys' languages.
Well, I'm also apparently a mover and a shaker.
You're a mover.
They got back to me and said, "All right, it's fixed, so you can tell your listeners." So if you went there and you were like, "Oh, dang nabbit, I couldn't get on," and
Mick, dang nabbit,
Mick. So it's working now. CharlieChaplin.com. And here's the segue. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
So Friday, the 7th of February, is the 100th anniversary of the first appearance of the Tramp character in Kids Auto Races, which is the first one. And it's also the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics.
A lot of people have been talking about the Winter Olympics.
Waiting for it to come.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Winter Olympics.
Is there a certain event, or you just like the whole, you know, get together?
I don't know. It's faster. It's, you know, it's... For me, the Olympics were always about the Winter Olympics, you know, mm-hmm. not so much wrestling and stuff, but it was, you know, the skiing, the speed skating, you know, the slaloms and stuff like that, and the ice skating, you know, the ice dancing.
Can't watch the ice skating.
Really?
Yeah. I can't watch the figure skating because I hate it when they fall.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. You know, you get all the way there, especially the speed skating.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You fall once, that's it.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. Well, that's what the Olympics are all about, you know. It's
falling.
Not falling, but just like hair thin, razor edge kind of differences.
Right. The difference between success and failure. Very.
It's a thousandth of a second sometimes. Anyway, so the website to go to is Sochi2014.com. Sochi is Sochi 2014.com, and it's also in French and Russian. And it's a very handsome site, very well developed. They've got a nice little calendar thing going on with when everything's starting, and you can see that the ceremonies are on Friday, and then the action starts on Saturday.
Now, you might want to bookmark this site as the Winter Olympics are going on, then you can follow along with the medal counts and all that.
That's right. They've got apps that you can download right from there, and they'll pop things up when things are happening, I'm guessing. And, you know, there's not much on there right now in terms of medals and stuff because the games have yet to start, but they've got a lot of photos and a lot of stories. They've got news about, you know, what's going on in the area and preparing for the games, and that's kind of cool.
I hope they're prepared.
One thing they're starting
soon.
They are. The one thing I'm thinking though is that Sochi, Russia, is like what, 10 hours behind us?
No, they're in front of us.
No, California is
behind.
Yeah, they're right. They're right. So they're 10 hours ahead of us. All right, so. You know, things that happen on Saturday, we're not going to be able to watch them live unless we're, you know, up.
You know, that's a good point.
In the middle, you know,
I remember this happening, trying to keep a secret.
Right.
You know, don't tell me what happened during this event because,
Till I come home from work and watch it and see it live for the first time.
I think that's going to end up happening.
10 hours ago.
Right.
So some people will be able to stay up and watch and that'll be fun.
Or wake up early and watch.
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching the ice skating with my kids, and it's a good thing.
All right. Hopefully they don't fall down. Okay. What's the website again?
Sochi. That's Sochi. Sochi2014.com.
All right. That's your MoneyU Webworks website of the week. And remember, MoneyU Webworks right here in the Valley. Mick is the man behind the show. And he's also on our 30% off store. Think about this when it comes time to create that new website for your business or for your group. Or for your cause, or whatever you have going on. Mick also specializes in revamping that old, stale, slow website that you made back in 2004.
That's right. Make it a little bit faster, make it searchable, and set it up so that you can make the updates on your own. You don't have to wait for your webmaster or whoever to come along and help you out if they're wherever they are.
There you go.
You do it yourself.
And get it done at a 30% discount. Through the 30% off store, Mick, on our 30% off store link at bear953.com. Be good, Mick.
Yep.
All right, 7:59.